Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the reality show. The reality show. My friends, it seems like the TV is inundated with reality shows. I don't care where you go, what channel you turn it on. There is some kind of reality show that everybody is watching. Some watch the reality shows related to cooking. Others watch reality shows related to dating. Others watch reality shows related to celebrities. The list goes on and on. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that in the spiritual life, there's another type of reality show better than anything you'll ever see on television. It's the process by faith of turning our wildest dreams into reality. It's that process of manifesting those things that we want in our heart and seeing them come to pass. Remember, the Bible says in John 11:40, when Jesus told Mary, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We believe also, therefore we speak. In addition to that, my friends, remember when Jesus in Mark 11, he told his disciples that they could move mountains with their faith, that if they just had the faith of a mustard seed, my friends and neighbors, that they could say unto a mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it would be done. Their dream, in other words, would turn into a reality. In our real acronym today, we're going to talk about the four key elements of Christians that we must employ to take our dreams, turn them into reality. How do we do that? We can do it with our real acronym. The R reminds us of the importance of repetition. My friends, remember, what we do daily determines what we become eventually. You see, it's that over and over again process that produces great results. Athletes practice. Singers and dancers rehearse. You can't think of anybody that is successful that does not become successful to repetition. Even Jesus. The Bible says in Luke 4:16 that Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Custom means habit. He had a habit of going to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. My friends and neighbors, that's one repetition that we should have, the repetition of attending church faithfully. There's another repetition that we should have. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, till I come, give a reading, attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Now we just found three more habits. Yes, my friends and neighbors, three more repetitions. If you want three more, all you've got to do is go to 1 Thessalonians 5, read verses 16 through 18. It's simple. 16 says, rejoice evermore. 17 says, pray without ceasing. 18 says, in everything give thanks. Yes, my friends and neighbors, to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks in everything. These are repetitions that the Christian exercises in order to win. Notice, the Bible doesn't say complain, get mad, only give thanks when things are going exactly the way that you expect. No, no. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, which means that no matter what, my friends and neighbors, all things will work in our favor. That E in our real acronym reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that joy with which we do things, that joy that we take hold of to say this is how we're going to prosper, that excitement that we have when we wake up every day and get excited about the new opportunities God has in store for us. I remember there was a British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, who once said, success is simply learning to go from challenge to challenge without losing your enthusiasm. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you can get it in a couple of ways. I always say if you want to maintain enthusiasm, try these things. One is recitations. This is saying positive things over and over again. Try reciting every day. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Try reciting every day Psalms 103:1. I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I will bless his holy name. Try reciting every day excerpts from Deuteronomy 28 that says, we are the the head and not the tail, the above only and not the beneath. Yes, my friends and neighbors, recitations is one of the ways to maintain enthusiasm. Another one is realizations. This is recognizing that the positivity inside of us is the key to our success. We don't need to be angry. The angry don't accomplish much. The depressed don't accomplish much. The despondent don't accomplish much. The complainer doesn't accomplish much. But when we realize that our enthusiasm will change things, we embrace, like Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Then remember in Psalms 144 and 15, happy is the people who is in such a case. Yes, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and you remember Psalms 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. After we have mastered the art of repetition and the art of enthusiasm, next is the art of association. This is simply surrounding ourselves with the best people we can find and removing ourselves from those who don't follow Christ and believe like we do. You remember the Bible even tells us in Proverbs 14 and 7 that we should go from the presence of a foolish man when we don't perceive in him the lips of knowledge. Then we discover in Proverbs 13 and 20, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Then in Ecclesiastes 4 and 9, we discover that two are better than one because they'll have a great reward for their labor. My friends, find a mentor, find a teacher, find a leader, find a pastor, then become a mentor to somebody else. Surround yourself with greatness and you'll discover that your reality is closer than you ever imagined. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, at L in our real acronym keeps us in mind of the importance of learning. That's the commitment to grow in Christ each day. Like 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Remember when Jesus said to us, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask what we want and it shall be done. Yes, my friends and neighbors, all we have to do is commit ourselves to learning. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. When was the last time you picked your Bible up and read? When was the last time you studied the scriptures? When was the last time you had an in-depth Bible study? Are you learning and walking to grow in Christ stronger every day? Not just every week, not just every month, not just every now and then, but daily we give ourselves to him. My friends and neighbors, we can make every dream come into reality by following those four simple steps. I'm going to tell you that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.